Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Not too long ago, I had an opportunity to speak at the Mind of a Millennial event about how to safely transition into entrepreneurship. And during that talk that I did, I kind of went into a state of the millennial segment in the presentation where I kind of gave some background information on the current state of the mindset of millennials as it relates to the job market and the workplace. And it was a great event. And then just recently, I had another young person come to me about the topic that I'm dealing with today. And, you know, there has been a trend of millennials kind of coming to me about their workplace issues. And one of the things that I'm finding that's common among the millennials that come to me when it comes to the workplace is that a lot of times they're unhappy with the way things are going. And then when it becomes time for them to quit, they're nervous or they're feeling guilty or feeling bad about quitting the organization and leaving their supervisor. Even though they're unhappy, they're still nervous and just reluctant and just really don't know quite how to go and let their supervisor know that they've made a decision to leave the organization and to quit and to move on to something else. And so today's episode is designed to try to provide tips for millennial job quitting. Because when you think about it, millennials are young and then they're reporting to possibly Generation X and baby boomer supervisors. And it can be intimidating if you're 21, 22 years old or any age within that millennial age range to go to tell your supervisor that you're quitting. Because in many instances, these young people feel like, okay, you're really the adult and I'm more like a child. Even though these millennials are adults, and when they come to me, you know, and saying, Keely, you know, I'm getting ready to quit. I'm nervous. I don't know what to say. One of the things that I always tell them, you are a grown person. You are a grown woman and you have a right to leave whenever you want. You're not married to this job. And at the end of the day, you've got to think about you. And so today's episode is to provide those tips for millennial job quitting. I first want to open up with just, again, like a mini state of the millennial. Try to give you some foundation to build up toward the tips. According to the 2019 Deloitte Millennial Survey, millennials are disillusioned with traditional institutions. And according to the survey, millennials and members of the Generation Z are uneasy and pessimistic about their life, their careers, and the world. And in a lot of organizations, they're finding it difficult to even know how to attract and keep millennials. And what I found in some organizations that many are really not focused on trying to study and figure out ways to attract and retain millennials and Generation Z employees. But in order to retain them, someone is going to have to do the research and come up with policies, programs, and ways to attract them and to retain them, because the millennials are starting to be the largest segment of the workforce. So if they're starting to be the largest segment of the workforce, something has to be done. Otherwise, these organizations are going to continue to suffer with turnover after turnover. Millennials say they are unhappy with traditional social institutions, mass media, and a lack of social progress. They're also down on their jobs, their government, business leaders, social media, and the use of their personal data. Millennials are also reluctant to trust leaders, particularly those who run companies that are not aligned with their values or political views. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but the millennials are very socially connected and advocates of social justice and just things that pertain to the rights and the, you know, justice of those that are being violated currently in society. 49% of millennials will quit their job within the next 2 years. Now, if you are a manager, supervisor, or whatever of any organization, you've probably already seen this trend where millennials are no longer staying on jobs like the Generation X or especially the baby boomer generation, who are known for being just totally loyal and staying on the job for as long, you know, as they can. Millennials are not that way. They're not staying on a job like that. And so that is some of the problem that many organizations are struggling with in trying to retain these employees, because it costs money to hire folks and get them set up. And if you can't keep them very long, it hurts the organization. Only 28% of the respondents of this survey said that they will remain with their employer for at least 5 years. The top reasons cited to leave their current job, unsurprisingly, include unhappiness with compensation, a lack of career advancement, and a lack of professional development opportunities. Okay, so first of all, they're unhappy about their compensation. They're unhappy about career advancement. There's not enough of it. And some of that is because during the housing boom, there was a lot of baby boomers whose 401ks were hit hard. And as a result, they're not able to retire. So they're starting to stay on these jobs longer, which means that there is no place for millennials to move up to, because many boomers are delaying their retirement. And as a result, it's causing there to be this, this holding pattern, so to speak. And millennials feel like they're stuck. And I'm here to tell you, if you're an organization that are starting folks out in the 20,000 range, that's ridiculous. That's one of the reasons why they are unhappy. Compensation. It's ridiculous. You cannot survive off of salaries that are paying less, you know, paying in that $20,000 range. One of the ways to stop that turnover is to pay people so that they can live and sustain themselves. And millennials are struggling in this area. So, millennials, we hear you, I've heard you. How do you quit a job? You know, quitting your job, whether you're a millennial or not, quitting your job is always nerve-wracking, but it's especially nerve-wracking for millennials. And so any supervisors, managers, or organizations listening to this podcast, just know that. So don't make it difficult for millennials when they try to quit, because they're already nervous. And many times they're afraid. And no matter how many times you quit your job, or how great your boss is, it's still nerve-wracking. And it's nerve-wracking even when you have a nightmare boss. It's probably even more terrifying when you work for a boss that's a nightmare. Your boss might be intimidating, manipulative, unreasonable, or abusive. You know, some people work for bosses that yell, that blame and exploit. You know, they may not know their boundaries. They might lie. You know, and if you work for people like this, you definitely need a plan on how to quit. Because if you work for somebody like this, you most certainly are scared of your boss and terrified to go in there to tell them that you're going to quit. But like I tell a lot of millennials that come to me, you are free to quit. No one owns you. And you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day. Because many of you can't afford to sustain yourselves on your current salary. So anytime you get an opportunity to move up and advance your career, kudos to you. Don't let anybody stop you or get in the way of that. So how do you quit? The first tip is make sure that all contingencies have been satisfied at your new job. You know, a lot of times when you get a new job, they'll tell you that the offer is contingent upon satisfactory references, background checks, and what have you. So make sure that they are clear, they're good, you know, everything is approved on the contingencies. And once they tell you, you know, all that has panned out to be good, then you can begin to position yourself and to prepare to let your current employer know that you're going to be quitting. And the first thing you want to do is, what are you going to say? Because a lot of times when millennials come to me, they'll be like, Keila, I just don't, what do I say? And, you know, when you get ready to quit, knowing what you're going to say kind of helps calm your nerves down a little bit. It kind of helps you structure and organize your thoughts. because when you're a millennial, you're already going to be nervous. And if you don't already plan out what you're going to say, you may whimper down, you may retreat, you may back up, you know, out of fear. And so plan what you're going to say before you approach your boss. Even if you're leaving on good terms, the conversation is likely to get awkward and difficult, and you don't want to stumble over your words and seem like you're nervous because, you know, depending on who you work for, they may make it worse and make you suffer even worse and try to intimidate you if they sense that you are afraid. Now, at the same time, you want to be firm in your decision and you want to be prepared for any potential questions or objections your manager might bring up. And because just know that most managers and supervisors, they, unless you're a horrible employee, most of them don't want you to quit, because then that means they have to submit paperwork to HR to post the position, and then they've got to begin screening applications, and then they've got to schedule interviews, and then after the person is hired, that supervisor has to begin training the person, and that takes time. And a lot of supervisors and managers, quite honestly, they really prefer not to go through all of that. They rather keep someone that has been there, especially if you've been there for, you know, a decent amount of time. That means you're leaving with a lot of skill and knowledge of how to do that job. And they don't want to start over like that. So you need to be prepared for them to try to maybe ask you questions, you know, and then you need to be prepared for them to offer, to counter offer you. Now, I don't, you know, sometimes, you know, they may try to ask you, well, how, where are you going and how much are they starting you with? Because most of the time folks are leaving for more money, better opportunities, or something that's more in alignment with their career and financial objectives. And so once they start asking questions like that, they may try to counteroffer you once they find out what your salary is. Now, it's up to you to whether or not you want to answer those questions, or you could just say, well, it really doesn't matter at this point. My decision is final. And then at that point, it'll shut it down. But if you begin answering their questions, then they're going to try, more than likely, to try to meet that salary that you are leaving for. I recommend that you try to get them to pay you more than what you're leaving for, because otherwise, you know, what's the point in staying if they're going to offer you what you're going to be making at your new job? They need to come on across the table and give you a little bit more than what the new company is offering you, because that would definitely give you some incentive and motivation to want to stay. Now, the thing about counter offers, you've got to be careful with those, because I'm one that I'm not going to accept a counter offer, because once I've made my mind up, it's made up, and I really don't want to go backwards. I mean, I work for the organization. I pretty much know what you're all about. I already know what I got to deal with every day with you. And then a lot of times when they counter offer, you know, it's only because they want to keep you there. Otherwise, you wouldn't have that conversation. And so that kind of makes me feel some type of way. And, you know, knowing that you're only offering this to me because I'm getting ready to leave, why didn't you see that value before I come to you about quitting? So keep that in mind. And then the other thing you want to keep in mind about a counter offer is that down the road, they may, you know, they'll probably keep in the back of their mind that you were going to quit and leave them. And that down the road, when things are slim and they need to make some cuts, they may decide to cut you because they're still remembering that you were going to leave them. And so, and as a result, it kind of creates an awkward situation where, you know, they were like, man, she was going to leave us. She was going to quit. And I have noticed, too, that those that accept counter offers, they're still not happy. They eventually end up leaving, you know, within a year or less, because really they wanted to quit, but the person intimidated them or made them feel guilty or something, and so they didn't quit. So my recommendation is don't accept the counter offer, because it really creates an even more awkward situation, and really you're not going to be happy because you were looking for another job because it was something about it that you were not happy about to begin with. Let's see, you know, your manager may come back and want to pick up the conversation in a few days, and you know, you got to be prepared of what if they get emotional. If they get emotional, you've got to be strong. You know, you've got to stay focused on your intention of why you are letting them know that you're quitting, because sometimes people will try to play on your emotions, especially when you're younger than them. You know, so be strong. Don't remember your why. Remember why you are quitting, and that will help you to be strong. Because if you are a key team member and you have a close relationship with your boss, or you are an excellent employee, you know, be prepared for all of this. So you need to have worked through that mentally and emotionally so that you remain strong and focused. And you need to be prepared for the possibility of them telling you you can leave now. Crickets. Yeah. You know, we are living in a society today where sometimes where a lot of organizations are starting to tell people they can leave now. Now, I can understand them telling you that if you're going to work for the competitor or for the competition. I used to work for an insurance company, and if a person put in their notice and they was letting them know they were going to work for a competitor, then they would let them leave now, because at that point, you know, that's an awkward relationship. They don't know if you're going to try to sabotage relationships, steal clients or whatever. So I can understand in that situation. But I have never seen such a horrible situation until an organization I recently used to work for, where people would take it so personally when these young ladies would put in their notice to quit, and they would be told that they could leave now by a person that wasn't even their supervisor. And I thought that was so awkward. How can you as a CEO tell somebody that they can leave now when you're not their supervisor, but this person would take it so personally until they would tell them you can leave? That is so unprofessional, and it's not very mature. People put their notice in and they're trying to do the right thing, and then they're told you can leave now. So as a millennial, be prepared for the possibility of that happening. And by being prepared, you need to figure out how you're going to sustain yourself financially for those 2 weeks, especially if you don't have any PTO time. Then that means you're not going to get any money for 2 weeks or so. You're going to be losing that money. So be prepared for that. Keep the meeting professional, and above all, don't give in. You know, it's not a time to vent about your job. You know, while you may fantasize about venting and telling them how horrible they are, don't vent. Just keep it professional. And even though you have a ton of reasons why you're leaving, it may not be, you know, great reasons that basically point out, you know, how horrible they've been as a supervisor in an organization. Just keep it positive. Don't even go into the negative. Just keep it sweet, simple, and on the positive, and go on down the road. Now, someone asked me, I've heard you give me these tips, but what do I say? Can you script it out for me? Here's a sample of something that you could say. You could go in and say, I've been offered and accepted another position. I'm excited about this opportunity. You know, as a result, my last day is going to be such and such. It's been great serving this organization. It's taught me a lot. I'm going to miss you all. Thank you for employing me and helping me along my career path. Isn't that short and sweet? And it includes three things. It tells them when your last day that you plan to work. It gives a short explanation of why you're resigning. And it has a few words of gratitude. Now, you're thinking, Keela, I don't have any few words of gratitude for this particular job or company that I work for. But you know what? That's not always true. Even the most trying jobs have their bright spots. So go in down memory lane and look for those bright spots that you can think of to help you come up with a few words of gratitude. Now, I didn't say, you know, a whole paragraph or a chapter, just a few words. That's all. And just leave gracefully. The next step to consider, the next tip is, after you figured out what you're going to say, you're going to practice, because practice helps you. Kind of like visualization. It's like going through the process, and then that way when you actually do it, it goes smoothly because you've already practiced it and you visualize it in your mind. You need to practice and say it out loud, you know, to yourself, to your friends or someone you trust, and that'll help things to go a little bit easier. The next tip is decide the day and the time that you're going to tell your boss. This will help you feel better going forward, knowing that the date is coming up that you're going to tell them. And then the best time to do it is first thing that morning. You don't want to wait till the end of the day, giving them that letter the first thing in the morning, take care of it and get it out of the way. And that way you can, you know, help them to maybe go to HR and get the ball rolling on preparing for them to get a new employee. If there's an HR department, you may want to go and speak to them first. And the reason you want to do this is to discuss the PTO policy. You know, if you have any PTO time left, how much of it are you going to be paid for? If you don't, then, I mean, some companies may not pay you all your PTO. And if you're dependent on getting all of it, then this would be some good information for you to know, is that you're not going to get paid for. How is your 401k going to be paid that you've participated in? And then it's also a great time to learn of any potential penalties, such as if you work for an organization that offered you tuition reimbursement and then you're leaving because you didn't totally fulfill the terms and conditions of that, it's possible that you may have to pay back that money. So it's a good time to meet with HR so that they can kind of let you know of any things that you need to be aware of. On the day of that you're going to let your supervisor know that you're quitting, you know, you want to release any tension and you want to focus on your breath. And a lot of times you need to just go somewhere privately and just breathe in and breathe out. Maybe do that 3 times to try to help calm your nerves and basically discharge any nervous energy, because, you know, no matter how much you prepare, it's still going to be a little bit of anxiety there and nervousness. So just breathe in strong and breathe out 3 times right before you go to talk to them. And then when you go in there, just say what you've rehearsed. Don't ramble. Don't error on the side of not, you know, some people try to explain and giving too much information, and all you're doing is giving them an opportunity to use what you said against you. Let your words be few. Only say what you've prepared to say and don't ramble. And then give them a resignation letter, put it in writing, and just, as I said, err on the side of not saying enough, because more than likely, if you say too much, they're going to try to cross-examine what you say like an attorney and then make you feel like what you're doing is so stupid, insignificant, it's not the right time, you don't know what you're doing. So just say, you know, very little. They only need to know what they need to know, okay? The next tip is be prepared for pushback. You know, like I said, they may try to counteroffer. They may try to talk you out of it. They may try to tell you, oh, I was just getting ready to promote you. And you know, be prepared for all of that. Your line needs to be, my decision is final. And you need to say that as many times as you have to, because some bosses and supervisors, managers, they just will try to break you down. But you need to be prepared to say, my decision is final. And then if the conversation turns verbally abusive, then just get up and walk out of the room calmly and go back to your work area. And the next tip is, after you've done it, you got it done, celebrate. It's time to celebrate. You did it. You confronted your fear. You were adulting, because, you know, letting your job know that you're going to quit, that is one of those opportunities to adult. And I know a lot of times millennials, I see you and I hear you saying, oh, adulting is so hard. Yeah, sometimes it can be challenging, but you know what? It's all a part of being an adult. Now, after you've put in your resignation, you want to finish strong. And I know it is so hard in some organizations to finish strong, especially when they do not deserve a strong finish, especially when they do not deserve, grace and gratitude and kindness. I know it's hard. I have been a part of one in particular, so I know what you're talking about. Nonetheless, you want to finish strong. So your final days with your company is no time to tune out. You want to leave on a positive note. You want to share information with your colleagues about your projects and clients that you work with. You want to document any processes you found, you know, useful, you know, for the person that's going to come after you. And you want to know that when you quit your job, that you're being respectful, even when your work experience hasn't been completely positive. You want to maintain relationships and preserve a professional reference, because some folks, you may have to use them down the road as a reference. So you want to leave and finish strong. You want to leave with a good attitude to help open the door in case you may have to return. But I'm one that once I put it in, I'm not going back, because, you know, what Maya Angelou say, when people show you who they are, believe them. So, you know, just in case, I mean, you never know, but I'm one that once it's over, I'm done. I'm not going back, because sometimes you can't get to where you need to be if you keep going backwards. So, but just finish strong. And then remember too, before you put your notice in, this is something else that's coming up to me. Before you put your notice in, like I said, make sure the contingencies have been cleared at your new job. And then you want to make sure you start cleaning up your files off of your computer, any personal information, get it all off. Anything that you know you may need that's yours or whatever, get it, because you don't know if they may tell you can leave now. And if you haven't had a chance to clean up your PC, your files that you need to get cleaned up and take with you, get all of that stuff cleaned up, because you just never know. Okay, those are my tips. I hope that they help you to have a successful I'm quitting my job experience as a millennial. And I would love to know your thoughts on today's podcast. And so you can email those to me at Keeler@KeelerBryson.com. And who knows, it may cause us to have to do a part two of this podcast once I see your questions. All right, this is Keeler Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, go and rate this podcast, review it, you know, share a comment, forward it, share it with somebody. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment, and thank you for listening.